AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former Attorney General Bill Barr doesn't think the Manhattan DA has enough to convict former President Donald Trump. Trump has been indicted by a grand jury in connection with the hush money payments made during the 2016 campaign.
Even as alleged, this was a payment of a personal expense. And I don't think they can show it's not the kind of payment that would have been made in any case. Even it wasn't done because of the election. It was done to protect Trump's reputation.
Court officials say Trump is scheduled to be indicted Tuesday in New York. Here's the AP's Mike Balsamo.
After Trump surrenders, he would be fingerprinted. His photographs would be taken. A mugshot would be taken. And investigators will ask him some questions in order to fill out arrest paperwork.
This is the first criminal case against a former president. Prosecutors investigated money paid to porn actor Stormy Daniels and ex-Playboy model Karen McDougal to keep the women from going public with claims they had sex with Trump. President Biden got a look at tornado damage today in Mississippi.
I know there's a lot of pain, and that it's hard to believe in a moment like this, this community is going to be rebuilt and built back better than it was before.
At least 22 people were killed in Mississippi and Alabama. A tornado plowed through Little Rock, Arkansas and surrounding areas, reducing rooftops to splinters, toppling vehicles and tossing debris on roadways as people raced for shelter. There's no immediate reports of injuries in Arkansas. The Dow finished up 415 points today after a report showed inflation slowed in February, though it is still high on a historical basis. A voting machine company's defamation case against Fox News over its airing of false allegations about the 2020 presidential election will go to trial after a judge in Delaware allowed a jury to decide whether the conservative network aired the claims with actual malice, the standard for proving libel. This is AP News. The military released the identities of the 9 soldiers killed in a Black Hawk helicopter crash in Kentucky. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
They ranged in age from 23 to 36 and came from 7 states, from New Jersey to Florida to California. They were the 9 soldiers aboard the 2 Black Hawks from Fort Campbell's 101st Airborne Division that crashed during a nighttime training exercise, the Army's deadliest training incident in 8 years. The division's commander says their losses will reverberate for years. A military air safety team from Alabama is investigating what led to the crash. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two men convicted of murder and other charges in the fatal Indianapolis shootings of 3 young men and a young woman were both sentenced to 220 years in prison. A third person was convicted but has not been sentenced. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.